Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Patricia Adams Live.
You are taking part in the tribute to our soldier and first responder appreciation moments here on Patricia Adams Live on the Blog Talk Radio platform. I want to let you know that we changed the format for today because I just felt so strongly that I needed to send a shout out to our heroes, past, present, and future, our soldiers and our veterans, and our first responders and our leaders of the USA, and all of those parents, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, all of those who are praying for, who are waiting for, and who are mourning and who are looking forward to the return of their loved ones. And be they veterans, be they soldiers, current, past, present, or future, POWs, missing in action, our first responders here on land and on the sea, I want to thank you so much for coming by and joining us today on the broadcast. And most of all, right now, I want to read a poem that I found, and I cannot take credit for it. It is written by an anonymous writer, and the title is When Tomorrow Starts Without Me. When tomorrow starts without me, and I'm not there to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes all filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today. While thinking of the many things we didn't get to say, I know how much you love me as much as I love you. And each time that you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those things I dearly love. But as I turned to walk away, a tear fell from my eye. For all my life, I'd always thought I didn't want to die. I had so much to live for, so much yet to do. It seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you. I thought of all the yesterdays, the good ones and the bad. I thought of all the love we shared and all the fun we had. If I could relive yesterday, just even for a while, I'd say goodbye and kiss you and maybe see you smile. But then I fully realized that could never be. For emptiness and mere memory would take the place of me. And when I thought of worldly things I might miss come tomorrow, I thought of you, and when I did, my heart was filled with sorrow. But when I walked through heaven's gates, I felt so much at home. When God looked down and smiled at me from his great golden throne, he said, "This is eternity and all I've promised you. Today your life on earth is past, and here it starts anew. I promise no tomorrow, but today will always last. And since each day is the same day, there is no longing for the past. But you have been so faithful, so trusting, and so true. Though there were times you did some things you know you shouldn't do, but you have been forgiven, and now at last you're free. So won't you take my hand now and share my life with me? So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right here in your heart." I want to thank you so much for coming by, Lisa and Chad, Miss Pretty. Thank you for coming by and joining us. If you have a shout-out that you want to give to our soldiers, the call-in number is 646-929-1800. Again, the call-in number is 646-929-1800. And I want to thank you so much. So very, very much our first responders, our heroes past, present, and future, our soldiers and veterans, and our leaders today. I want to thank you so very, very much for all that you're doing for us, for the ultimate sacrifice that you're making, for our soldiers especially who are back on U.S. soil who are recovering in the veterans' hospital, those who are around the world, wherever you are, if you are in a DMZ zone and you're recuperating and you're recovering, if you're on leave and you're home, to the USO, to those who serve at the various stations, welcoming you home and seeing you off, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to sacrifice your time to be a part of that, because I so much enjoy doing exactly what it is that calls us to serve, because at some point or another, we have to give back in whatever way that we possibly can. We have to give back to the community. That's part of being a citizen. That's part of who we are as creatures that have been created by God. He created us to serve. And so those of us who are serving in different capacities here, to the ministers, to the leaders, the chaplains, all of those who are on call, those who have had to go by and tell a family, share a family, the loss or the missing of their loved ones, I want to thank you for doing that as well, because that's a hard task for those who serve us right here, be you fire, police, emergency response, EMTs, those who serve on the sea, the Coast Guard, all of you who are called up on 24/7 and you have to be on call to go and show up and represent and be there. I want to say thank you to them, but most of all, on the show page, I actually have embedded Lee Greenwood's "I'm Proud to Be an American, God Bless the USA" video onto the show page. So if you get a chance, you know, go by, look at it. And the song that we opened up with was "You Raise Me Up" by Josh Groban. And I know it's not a traditional song that is normally played for this, but when I thought about what we were going to be doing, I simply wanted to say, you know, I think that this is an appropriate song, because it says that you raised me up, and you raised me up to stand on mountains. You raised me up to walk on stormy seas, and I am strong when I'm on your shoulders. Believe it or not, we're standing on the shoulders of our soldiers, because the stormy seas that we're facing here are nothing compared to the stormy seas that they're facing. We have soldiers who are on the water, we have the soldiers who are below the water, we have the soldiers in the air, the soldiers on the ground, we have soldiers everywhere doing what it is that they have been called to do. And I would like it if someone would call in at 646-929-1800 and give a shout out to the soldiers, if you would. This is not going to be a long broadcast, and the reason why I didn't set it to be long is simply because I wanted to hurry up and get it out into the archive and into rotation. So I want to most definitely know that we don't even think twice about saying thank you, because it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome to know that we have these people who are there for us, who are actually doing what needs to be done so that you and I can go to sleep at night, and so you and I can get up in the morning, we can keep doing what it is that we're doing. So I really want to say basically that this was something that I just felt so strongly about, that changing the format for today's show was something that I just had to do. And I just can't say enough to them, thank you so much, from most definitely, I don't want to say the bottom of my heart, but definitely want them to know that they're being thought about and that they are being supported, and that they're in our hearts and minds and they're being prayed for. And they're being wished a happy homecoming. So it's from the heart of Patricia Adams' live broadcast today. that I simply, again, say thank you. Thank you for all you do. And I'd like to play another song for you. And this one is going to be just a little bit more upbeat, and it's called Relax and Chill. So for those of you who've had a bad day, relax and chill, because just remember there's somebody on the front line whose day is not going nearly as well as yours is. So this song is by Leon Timbo. Again, the call-in number is 646-929-1800, and you are on the air with Patricia Adams Live.
Y'all with me, y'all with me, y'all gotta put that shoulder. I gotta move y'all head with this one, y'all. I gotta move y'all head with this one. You think you know, only blind men go for broke, and love blinds a foolish soul, y'all. We ain't perfect, never been, and love ain't never lost a win, and we ain't never lost our sins. You can never lose what's born within, but something's gotta break us through, eh. Ooh, 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 something's gotta see us through. I'm wondering, ooh, ooh, more than what we say or do. I'm wondering. The consequence doesn't matter, so nobody can throw the stone. We came in this world alone, and we live this world alone, and we leave this world alone. Our paper is in with God, something's gotta break us through. Oh, ooh, ooh, something's gotta see us through. I'm wondering. God tonight, and I've got to see him. I've got to see God tonight, and I want to be right there with him, y'all. Need him to hold me there.
And I want to thank you again for joining us today. And that was Leon Timbo. And that was Gotta Dance. And it was about laying the problems down, whatever your day's been like, lay your problems down, because just remember that while we're here breathing, we're living, we're alive, we're planning what we're going to do for the holidays, that you're planning on doing even today, that our soldiers are over there making it possible for you to be able to do whatever it is that you're planning on doing today. So to those, again, our heroes, past, present, and future, our soldiers, our veterans, our first responders, our leaders, the POWs, the MIAs, all of those that I called out previously, this show is just for you. And I want to have you all kind of join in with me as I give them a round of applause, a standing ovation, if you would, okay? And from right where you are, just clap for them and say thank you, okay? Even if you have not called in, I see you in the chat room, wherever you are, join in as I give a standing ovation to them. I hope you were clapping. I'm hoping that you clapped. I'm hoping that this sound will be heard by some soldier who may be surfing the internet, who may be looking for something to do. Maybe you're in the hospital, in the VA hospital. Maybe you're somewhere recovering. Whatever it is that you're doing, I hope that some soldier, some first responder, past, present, future, hears this broadcast, and it is a short broadcast. We have exactly 7 minutes left in the broadcast. If you want to call in and give a shout out, you can do so at 646-929-1800. Again, call in, give a shout out, 646-929-1800. This Memorial Day that's coming up, just as we are standing on their shoulders, I pray that they can stand on your shoulders as well. So, again, I want to thank those of you who are in the chat room. I believe I see Ms. Carrie, and I see Ms. Pretty. And thank you so much for being here. And thank you so very, very much for thank you. You guys are great. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, so much for clapping. Thank you so much for clapping. I appreciate it. And again, if you have something that you want to say really quick, send it to me and I'll read it on the air. Right now, I want to read this one again, okay? We've got 6 minutes remaining because it really, really speaks to me and I hope it'll speak to you. It says, when tomorrow starts without me, when tomorrow starts without me and I'm not there to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes all filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today. While thinking of the many things we didn't get to say, I know how much you love me as much as I love you. And each time that you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those things I dearly loved. But as I turned to walk away, a tear fell from my eye. For all my life, I'd always thought I didn't want to die. I had so much to live for, so much yet to do. It seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you. I thought of all the yesterdays, the good ones and the bad. I thought of all the love we shared and all the fun we had. If I could relive yesterday, just even for a while, I'd say goodbye and kiss you and maybe see you smile. But then I truly realized that could never be. The emptiness and memories would take the place of me. And when I thought of worldly things I might miss come tomorrow, I thought of you, and when I did, my heart was filled with sorrow. But when I walked through heaven's gate, I felt so much at home. When God looked down and smiled at me from his great golden throne, he said, "This is eternity and all I've promised you. Today your life on earth is past and here starts anew. I promise no tomorrow, but today will always last. And since each day is the same day, there's no longing for the past. But you have been so faithful, so trusting, and so true. Though these were times you did some things you know you shouldn't do, but you've been forgiven, and now at last you're free. So won't you take my hand now and share my life with me? So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right here in your heart." Again, I want to thank you so very, very much for being a part of the show. So very, very much for being a part of the show. And I want to close out once again saying thank you to our soldiers. And I am going to close us out again with the song by Josh Groban, "You Raise Me Up." Be blessed. Be safe. Be home soon. And we can be the same.
You raise